Random House Audio presents The Information, A History, A Theory, A Flood by James Glick. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Anyway, those tickets, the old ones, they didn't tell you where you were going, much less where you came from. He couldn't remember seeing any dates on them either, and there was certainly no mention of time. It was all different now, of course, all this information. Archie wondered why that was. Zadie Smith. What we call the past is built on bits. John Archibald Wheeler. Prologue. The fundamental problem of communication is that of reproducing at one point either exactly or approximately a message selected at another point. Frequently, the messages have meaning. Claude Shannon, 1948. After 1948, which was the crucial year, people thought they could see the clear purpose that inspired Claude Shannon's work, but that was hindsight. He saw it differently. My mind wanders around and I conceive of different things day and night. Like a science fiction writer, I'm thinking, what if it were like this? As it happened, 1948 was when the Bell Telephone Laboratories announced the invention of a tiny electronic semiconductor, an amazingly simple device that could do anything a vacuum tube could do and more efficiently. It was a crystalline sliver so small that 100 would fit in the palm of a hand. In May, scientists formed a committee to come up with a name. And the committee passed out paper ballots to senior engineers in Murray Hill, New Jersey, listing some choices. Semiconductor Triode.